replica of Noah's Ark. You know, that took decades to build that thing. In the midst of persecution, in the midst of shaming, in the midst of laughing, being laughed at, Noah persevered and built an ark. Thank God he did, because otherwise I don't know where we would be, right? And thank God that Abraham persevered for 25 years. I mean, I'm a lightweight compared to Abraham, compared to Joseph, compared to David, who from the time he was anointed to the time he became king was like 2 decades. All these guys, 20, 25 years, long processes. Okay, but everything that they went through along the way was building them up, was preparing them. God just didn't take David, from being a shepherd and shoved him in front of Goliath and expect him to have the faith to face the giant. He fought off a lion. He fought off a bear. Okay, then he experienced some victories. Then he could go see God kill that giant. All right? We think of someone like Ruth, who didn't leave the side of her mother-in-law for a decade. And then a breakthrough came. So I just want to give us some context. I just want us to be encouraged. I just want us to know that God is with us. He is for us. He loves us. He has called us to this point in history because we are his chosen. We are his church. Okay, we cannot give up, because if we don't do it, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.